In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A shoot has come forth from the stump of Jesse. The branch from his roots has borne fruit. For the fullness of time has come to pass. God has sent forth his Son, Jesus, born of woman and under the law, to redeem you from the judgment of the law. And yet Jesus is, as blessed Saint Simeon prophesied, he is the fall and rising of many in Israel. He's the sign of opposition. For you were born enslaved to the elemental things of the world. That is to say, a slave to sin and the devil. But as one born under the law, your sin only increased. Simply consider how you treat your baptism. Do you live as if your job, family, and leisure time mattered most? As if God did not, as if Jesus will still surely forgive you if you keep on sinning without repentance. Dress up your sin all you like, call it whatever you want. The Word of God reveals the thoughts of your heart. Baptism isn't a magic trick. Nor is faith some self-sustaining endeavor. It's a constant fight against the flesh and its desires. You cannot hide your heart from God. It's the devil's deceit that says your faith is just fine without Christ's gifts. But you know, even in your own heart, that that's a lie. No matter how much your flesh might tell you and feel fine. So there stands the law in your way, immovable, declaring what God demands of you, showing how miserably you fail. And it's right. All you find is God's wrath and his pleasure, divine judgment, death and hell. And you cannot escape it or save yourself. But here stands Jesus in the temple, even as an infant, meeting the law's demands. Born under the law for you, he comes to meet its demands and bear its burden. God is born a child to fulfill his destiny upon the wood of the Holy Cross in your place. He's born to give you eternity by saving you from your sins. God is born to join your worship with that of Simeon and Anna. Perfect in place of your sin, virtuous in place of your immorality, and faithful in place of your infidelity, this infant is the great and eternal high priest who offers the sacrifice of himself, interceding before his Father to look not upon your sins, but upon his righteousness. Jesus pleads that the Father would withhold what you rightly deserve because he willingly takes upon himself the full wrath and judgment of God for your sin. He pleads the damning wrath of God be poured out upon him, not you. By his innocent sufferings and death, by his sacrifice of himself upon the cross, Jesus makes you to be as he himself is. You're baptized into his death and resurrection, and what is now yours. Who Jesus is now who you are. The child of God, the heir of heaven, adopted in the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. You are perfect, righteous, and holy. You are redeemed and rescued from bondage to sin, death, and the grave. The law's accusations have done their worst, and Jesus lives. In him so too shall you. You are redeemed. Thus it is that Jesus is the cause of your fall and rising. In holy baptism, he kills that old Adam within you, drowning him with all his sins and evil desires. But from that water, Jesus raises you up to new and everlasting life. He raises a new man, a new creation in himself. Jesus raises up the child and heir of heaven, perfect and holy. Your delight now, like that of Jesus your brother, is in the law of the Lord. but so also does he cause you to fall upon your knees at the altar. Jesus comes to place his body upon your tongue and paint your mouth with his blood. In the Holy Eucharist, Jesus unites his flesh and blood with yours. And if Jesus is risen from the grave and glorified, so shall you be. In the Holy Communion, Jesus raises you up and exalts you to heaven. In this way, by his suffering, death, and resurrection, in his flesh, Jesus has caused the fall of the old Israel. Gone is the political nation. Gone is the reliance upon physical, fleshly descent from Abraham. For they rejected Jesus. But he has raised up in himself a new Israel, not of borders and politics, but that which dwells in peace and safety in him. He raises up new children of Abraham, born of water and the Spirit. Jesus raises up a new Israel who lives from his bloody crucifix. He raises up for himself his holy church. And she is found everywhere in this world since the creation, confessing Jesus and receiving his gifts. Thus the sign to be opposed is the Holy Cross. The world sees it as foolishness and a stumbling block. Men hide their faces from the crucified Jesus, not just in terror, but because the proclamation that God has borne sins, your sins, even in his own body, even unto death, is something men just don't want to deal with, something that the flesh is made uncomfortable by. But for you, the Holy Cross is the sign of comfort and peace. It's the sign by which God calls you to himself. It's the sign that death itself is dead. For upon the Holy Cross, God's wrath is consumed, his justice is satisfied, and you go free. The cross is for you comfort and peace. And this child of Bethlehem brings that peace from his cross through his means of grace. He brings peace between you and his Father. He is your consolation and salvation, who makes you strong when you're wearied and burdened with sin. He brings you to new and everlasting life when time has run its course and you're ready to be laid to rest. Jesus is born to restore you. You're not waiting for something yet to be given. For he gives the kingdom to you even now, in the washing of water and the word. Eternal life is yours as you eat and drink. God's word of promise to you is fulfilled in Jesus. Not only have you seen your salvation, but you taste him in his body and blood. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. For you are now in the place and are the place of his glorious presence, his beloved, and the abode of his Spirit. Neither your pain nor sorrow will last. Jesus lives. To live by faith, then, means believing the word of Jesus and his promises, even when you feel cold and dead inside, when you're full of self-pity and seem lost in a foggy make-believe world, when the only emotion you know is sadness. Even then, you live by faith, trusting in God's word. In such painful and fearful times, faith boldly says, so what? Yes, I hurt and am sad, but God's word is still true. God is good and true, and he is for me here as he said he would be. Jesus died to set me free. The Lord's Christ, your salvation, is come into the world, announced by angels, greeted by shepherds and Gentile sages, his glory sung by young and old alike. God from all eternity, he dwelt in the Holy of Holies in fire and smoke, to now receive the worship and adoration of Simeon, Anna, and you. Jesus is with you, and the law stands fulfilled. In the bread and wine, you see God's salvation. You see and receive Jesus himself. In him, the favor of God now rests upon you. In Jesus' name,